All right, a classroom pledge of the week comes from Mrs. Sage's fifth grade class at Selkirk Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Chinese zoo lets guests clean up polar bear poop for just $145.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Horizon Credit Union.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Nice win.
I wanted to give you a very quick story. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Chicago.
Hey. The city or the group?
The city where Steve is from. It has been now named the rattiest city for a decade.
Nice. Good work. Well done. Congrats, Steve.
Rattiest.
Yeah. The most rat-infested city in the United States is Chicago, and it has topped the list for 10 years in a row, followed by L.A., New York, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C.
Wow. Mm.
I've heard there's a lot of rats in D.C.
Oh, God.
Okay. You know, I never actually lived in Chicago.
I know. We say that, but you're close enough.
Chicagoland area.
Yeah, yeah. The greater Chicagoland area.
Like,
yeah.
You lived out where the people didn't have to deal with rats.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Actually, you know, did I tell you my brother, he had a rat, or maybe it was a mouse, that got stuck in his air conditioning unit in his car?
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you that?
You did tell us that.
Oof.
Sounds fun. Nasty. Sounds very fun.
That was gross. It cost him, oof,
a lot of money to get it out of there.
An arm and a rat.
Hello, caller?
Hi, guys. I am here to report that rat joke.
You're reporting
it to the authorities.
Authorities.
Yeah.
The joke judges.
The joke judges have spoken.
Should I plead guilty?
Yeah, you definitely should. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Oh my goodness. I love a good Kevin. That's where all the rats are. Like, that's just the first
thing. Hi, DC, everybody. I heard there's a lot of rats there.
Oh, hey.
Do you miss how funny I am?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, Kevin, do you know what kind of toast they serve on Air Force One?
No.
Plain toast.
Plain? Took me a second, actually. I thought it was a political joke, but it wasn't.
No, it's the most political I could get, guys.
Yeah, it is.
Happy birthday to our former producer.
Hi, we're Shanaisy.
And you're welcome.
Thanks
for Shadaisy. Yeah.
Thank you, Shadaisy. What do you think they're doing today?
Probably telling rat jokes to their friends.
Yeah, probs. Hey, Slim, can you please tell us the story you mentioned earlier today when I wished you happy birthday about your daughter?
Oh, my gosh. Great time, guys. She was so excited. Last night, we had a little get-together at my house with my in-laws and did a little dinner. And my wife was like, tomorrow is Dad's birthday. And my daughter was so excited because she thinks birthdays. She thinks birthday parties and the whole day is a big birthday celebration.
Right.
Not realizing today was just, I go to work, she goes to school.
Yeah, that's different.
So at 4:15, when she came in to wake me up.
Eastern time?
It's my birthday. And Eastern Standard.
Wow.
1 o'clock, your guys' time.
Wow.
And when she came in to start the day,
mm-hmm.
that didn't go great.
Well, happy birthday, though. I mean, really.
And it was a lot of excitement.
I imagine.
So for an hour, I tried to get her to go back to sleep, but she was like not understanding, like, why aren't we leaving right now to the play center for
yes.
your birthday?
Right. Right.
Then there was a moment at like 6:30 where some tiredness set in. I thought, we're going to get 30 minutes, and that's when my son came barreling down. Hey, where's my oatmeal? And I was like, oh, here we go. And that woke her back up.
Yes.
So we have, I was telling Kev, I was laughing. I was like, you know, back in the day, 4:15, my alarm would go off, and I would start my, you know, the work day would start to commence. And then by about the time I was letting Kevin, I was calling Kevin, it was like 8 o'clock my time, I was just starting to work, which was about, my shift was almost done. I had like an hour left in my shift at that point.
Right.
Yeah, on a birthday day, you weren't staying late.
Right.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I was out 9 o'clock hour. I didn't even listen. And so it's different, though, when you wake up at 4:15 and then your shift starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that is different. Mm. Yeah.
But she was so excited. And then she was so confused because I went to work and she was like, wait a second. How is he going to be at the trampoline park?
Right, when he's working.
Like, well, you're going to school. And she's like, what, the trampoline park is going to be at my school?
I'm very confused.
This is a birthday.
Yeah, this is confusing. Yeah. We can't have a birthday party all day if we don't start right away in the morning, so this is dumb.
Right. And then I like made her normal breakfast, and she was like, am I getting candles?
This is hilarious.
What's going on right now?
Yeah, the whole birthday thing is very confusing. Yeah. Well, congrats on your 50th birthday. That's awesome.
Oh, Jay, it feels like it, man. It feels like it. I wish you guys knew. But,
what it's like to be 50? Me too.
My first birthday with you guys, I was in my 20s.
Right.
So my first birthday with you guys, I think it was 28. And on that birthday, we probably brought ice cream into the studio and did a whole lot of shenanigans, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Today, you want to take a guess. What do you think I'm doing right now, 10 o'clock on my birthday at work?
I'm going to say emails.
Emails is a great answer, Jay. That's a really great work answer. I had a bunch of emails this morning I had to do. So that technically, I'm going to give you a point.
Okay.
That, right?
Well, I was going to say you're reading notes, getting ready for a meeting or something.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Okay. Kevin, you said meeting. I'm going to give you a point because there's a meeting going on right now.
Wow.
Hmm. Okay. Would you guys have guessed that because we had a guy who had his plans changed today, so I'm filling in for him right now.
Oh, boy.
I am running the Zoom call that is being broadcast live to the internet for the Georgetown Scott County Revenue Commission.
Oh, wow.
Did you have that on your bingo card?
I did not have that.
That was.
I didn't have you running anything.
Yeah, so I've got the judge and the mayor.
Oh, no.
On a Zoom call in front of me, and I was laughing. The guy who does this, he had something come up, and he's like, I'm going to throw something on your plate. Is that okay? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. What is it? He goes, you're going to run a meeting for the judge and mayor of some city. I go, excuse me?
Yeah, that's neat.
I said, you don't want that. He goes, make sure your mic is muted.
I was just going to say, yes. I wish your camera was on.
Which, luckily, you're very good at that. You've been doing that for years.
Muting his mic? Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yes, he has. Could you please play down the line? Are they still talking?
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, my.
We have questions and issues. We reach out to other jurisdictions. So it's a very collaborative thing. And
very collaborative.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could you play a little drop to them that was like, Kevin, I'm here, Judge, Kevin, and I am not a cat.
I had to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Okay, everyone, that thing, that clip that went so viral during COVID,
yeah,
that is exactly what I'm running right now. That kind of thing is exactly what I'm running.
Right.
Wait, so this is live? That's serious. Not a replay?
No, that's live. It's and you're not taking notes? That's weird. I mean, I can't imagine you're not excited to learn more about the inner goings-on of whatever city that is.
Because I want you to know that I have not changed much from the 27-year-old that started with you guys in, whatever, 2008, 2009. This is real, on my Google page behind the Zoom, I have a fart SFX, a fart sound effects board up. That's real.
By the way, you also forgot we used the word toot.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm just reading it. I'm sorry. I'm using its Christian name because that's what the guy, the immature person who made this website,
that's what he called the F word.
And I don't stand for.
Of course you don't.
But, you know, that is what it is, as coaches would say. Happy, NBA week.
Yes, thank you.
And I, you know, that's what I have open
and I had it open to send a picture to the guy who was supposed to be running.
That would be so great.
And it's a picture of all these judges, right,
in their suits
and everything. And right next to it is this big wacky-looking website with a toot, you know, like picture of wind, and then a bunch of different options for what the sound effects could be. And he didn't think it was funny.
Oh, he didn't think it was funny.
Well. Thank you, Mike Gonzalez.
All right. Good grief.
Sorry, guys. But it's a different birthday than being at the food drive. It's different.
Yes.
This is different.
I would imagine. Yeah, yeah.
I would shout out to every person who's ever come by the Jan Kevin food drive. You are more interesting than the mayor of this city.
All right. Hey, we're up against a hard break.
We gotta go.
We just had to ask you one quick question. Joe Nichols, we're interviewing in about 20 minutes. Thoughts?
Yeah. We're supposed to be doing a podcast together. He just messaged me about it last week. We've been working on it for two and a half months.
Is it something we could bring up to him that, hey, our former producer, we heard that you're working on a podcast with him, maybe?
Yes. Bring it up. Absolutely okay. Bring it up. And then see what he says, because he might say something like, I hate that guy. And then I'll know.
Right,
you know?
Right. And then he knows you by your Christian name, or he knows you by your nickname?
Christian name.
All right, very good. All right, well, we'll see you later, Fart.
Hey, it's really good. It's really good to hear you guys' voices always. Jay, I could feel you in my presence last week. And so I love that.
Why would that be?
Away. You were 2 hours away.
Oh yeah, I was in Indy. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounded kind of dirty, but okay.
Sorry, Steve. Sorry, Steve.
All right.
Sound effect to break.
Goodbye. All right. See you, buddy.
Happy birthday.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Never watch the French.
Well, that's part of your problem.
The French.
The French Prince.
Kevin James.
I am the French Prince of Ballet. I have moved here after. Come to me. Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Okie dokie, Kevin.
Okay. Let's see if I can read still.
Good luck.
Hey, guys. I've been thinking about this for a while and wanted to get your thoughts. I've always believed that guys should pay for the first date, mainly because as women, we spend a lot of time and money getting ready. Between clothes, makeup, and just making sure we look our best, it feels like we're already investing a lot before we even sit down for dinner. I'd love to hear what you think. Should the guy always pay, or is it more of a shared thing these days? I know to me it's a turnoff if the guy does not want to pay. That's from Heidi.
All right, 509
Princess Heidi.
Okay.
Easy.
509-441-0999 to call or text. What do you think, Steve-O, Steve?
Well, you know, Jay, first let me say I got a phone call from JD, who's celebrating a birthday today as well.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday, JD.
A lot of birthdays going on today, awesome. Apparently. She said, I thought something very interesting. She goes, you know, importantly, when you go on a date or whatever, not to be someone other than yourself. Don't be phony, all that.
Okay.
And if you need to buy all this clothes and all this makeup and all these things, is that really, you know, being yourself?
I understand.
And
yeah.
I was like, okay, I could understand where yeah. So that's, I don't know, partially, I guess, what goes into my mind. I mean, it depends how much is she spending on clothes? How much is she spending on makeup? And how much is she...
Yeah, I mean, he didn't ask her to buy all that stuff.
Well, and that's true, too.
Yeah.
Well, and like Elizabeth says on Facebook, and this is the first thing I thought was, well, I assume you already have clothes and makeup.
Correct, yes.
I guess I need more details on what you're spending all this money on.
Yeah. I mean, well, maybe nails or something?
Right, Jay, that could be. Or you went and got your hair did before you...
You got your hair did.
Yep, you got your hair did before
you went
on a date.
Hey, y'all, did you get your hair did? Looks like you got your hair did. I'll pay for dinner.
But you're going to tell me that a guy... I've bought a new shirt before I've gone on a date.
Okay.
For sure I have.
Sure.
Now, I also don't have a problem paying for dinner. But, I mean, I expect on a first date that I'm going to pay. I saw a great clip from a 50 Cent the other day. You wouldn't think that that's who I would get my dating advice from. But he said, they asked him about, you know, who should pay on a date. And he said, whoever asked.
Oh,
whoever
okay.
asked to go on the date should be the one paying for the date.
Nancy, what are your thoughts?
I don't think that's fair and right, but I think the woman should offer to help pay.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I was going to ask. Is that just an upfront thing, like right away? I mean, is that as you sit down, or how does that pan out?
I think I would do it when the bill came.
When the bill came? Okay.
Yes.
You'd be like, yeah. Hey, by the way, we're splitting this, or whatever the case is?
Exactly.
Yeah, and you don't think it's fair for her to expect him to pay just because maybe he asked or whatever?
Not in this day and age, no.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
I feel like this is similar to like an invitation to a party.
Okay.
Like, I'd like to be invited, but I don't necessarily want to go. So I'd like you to offer to pay, but I don't want you to pay.
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Like he says, hey, this is on me, by the way, just so you know. And you'd be like, no, we'll split it. It's fine. Yeah. No, I insist. No. Well, then now you're in the how many times do you ask?
Well, just once, because if you say it more than once, then I'm going to be like, well... I
think that's actually fair, Steve. You'll offer, and if they say no, I think you just take them at their word.
Okay, the idea of, this comes from Sarah on Facebook, the idea of a man courting a lady is romantic. However, part of the reason the man always paid was because the man had the money. Women were just, you know, kind of like property and rarely earned their own money. It's kind of an antiquated tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get that it has been around forever, right? Because of exactly what she's saying.
It probably did start like that.
Yeah, women.
Most women didn't work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, it probably needs some tweaking for modern times where women are, you know, actually making their own money, doing their own thing.
Right.
Going Dutch is the way to go, in her opinion.
Sure.
Like, okay. To say, hey, we both pay. Rhonda says, I always pay for myself. Why? Because then there's no confusion as to what is owed to anyone.
I got it. Yeah, you just want to make sure it's a level playing field and there's no expectations.
Yep.
This off the text line, gold digger, that's all I got. Okay.
Whoa, gold digger.
That one escalated quickly.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And don't forget, you get the podcast, too, if you miss any of the show and you want to listen when you want to listen.
Kevin James.
Sometimes 6 to 10 is not convenient for your schedule, so.
Amen.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Man, I'm telling you. sometimes. Hey, let's see if we can give some money away.
Oh, yes.
All right, time to play the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot.
Jackpot, jackpot, jackpot.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
Doing good, just starting work.
Yeah? What do you do for a living?
I don't want to give away too much, but I work with Habitat.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I know, no worries. I mean, you know, I didn't mean to pry. I was just curious.
No, that's fine.
I felt bad. I was asking you. Don't ask personal questions. Just get on with giving me the dough.
No, now it's all I want to do, Jay.
I know.
She left us hanging a little, and I'm like, ooh. So did she?
CIA secretly, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kevin, ask one. Let's see if she agrees to answer it. I'm curious.
Have you ever built a house for Habitat?
No, it's more wildlife-oriented.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that kind of habitat.
I enjoyed the direction you took that, though,
well,
Kevin.
I didn't know if it was Habitat for Humanity, where they build the houses or what.
Okay. I thought you were just going to ask, have you ever built a house?
No.
Okay, well.
I thought he was going to ask, how much money do you make?
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah, let's just get right into it, yeah. Well, let's see if we can get you some money, speaking of that. There's only a couple of rules, Julia. One is that there will be no cents at the end of it. They're all round dollar figures. And the second rule is that it's more than $382.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
All right, Julia, if you get it right, you win that amount. So it's more than $382. What do you think the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot is?
397.
Let's find out.
Kevin's big jackpot is
I would love to give away more money. Love, love, love. Come on.
$399.
Oh, you son of a gun. Oh. I thought she had it.
Oh, man. Dang it. $399. Well, thank you. Yes, thank you for playing. We appreciate it. We're going to play again at 9:30, and it will be worth more money, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Julia. Have yourself a great day.
Kevin's big jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
Oh, man, 9:30 we'll play, and again, it'll be more than $399. No Joe Nichols, huh?
I haven't seen, because he's calling on the other line, right?
I mean, he should be, yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen that ring. So.
You know. Time zones, baby. You just never know what's happening.
75. Yeah. Joe Nichols. Hi, everybody. This is Joe Nichols, and you're listening to the Jay and Kevin Show.
Hey, Joe.
There, we had him on.
That was great. Yeah, I loved what you did there.
I got it.
Yeah.
Unless, do you want me to answer the other lines and see if he's calling on that?
No.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you could answer those other lines, but if he's calling on the regular line, I wouldn't know how he got that number.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind.
Yeah, I mean.
He listens.
He probably does. Yeah, he's probably like, hey, man, I was just listening to you guys when you guys were playing Name That Tune, and Kevin beat that listener. And, man, I got them all right. I wonder if you could beat Joe Nichols with Joe Nichols songs.
Oh, wow.
How fun would that be?
Probably not.
No, I bet you could.
I don't know, Jay. I feel like.
That would be so fun, actually.
I might do all right.
Yeah. Well, don't a lot of artists say, like, oh, I got so many songs that, you know, I don't necessarily know the words or whatever because you get. You know, such a big library over time, right?
I could see it. I mean, I could definitely see that. Plus, it's just so fast. I mean, you get it in 1 second. That I think he might be able to beat him at his own game, so to speak.
Possible.
Well, if he calls here in the next, you know, 90 seconds, we'll get him on. Otherwise, no. I did see that an earnest story that I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
You know how you have like a people who are either in sports or maybe in music will have like a pre-show kind of.
Ritual.
Yes.
Yeah, like where they all get together and do the thing, and then they go, yeah, okay, rah-rah team, let's go.
Right,
or
some of them have like a chant, yeah. A prayer, or whatever it is, a shot sometimes.
Yeah.
Ernest does. He listens to Keith Whitley music. He burns a candle that has an earthy smell, eats Sun Chips.
Huh.
And then goes on stage. Oh, first of all, he takes a cold shower, then does the Keith Whitley music while burning an earthy candle and eating Sun Chips. That is one of the oddest things I've ever seen. I like the rituals, though. I mean, and
yeah,
I guess,
why not?
How do you suppose you develop that? You just kind of keeps changing over time.
You just realize this is what makes me relax. I love listening to Keith Whitley. So I'm just going to sit there, chill a little bit. The Sun Chips are probably just like, that's my favorite snack.
Yeah.
So I just eat those before I go up there.
I love the earthy candle.
Yeah, that.
You're like, I don't really know where that fits in, but okay, that's fine.
Sure. I mean, if you're relaxing.
I did see,
you want a nice earthy smell.
Right. I also saw the thing where they looked, ask famous people what their, like, worst job was or their before famous job was that they always bring up.
Yeah.
And it was, and some of these people's jobs, like Paul Rudd's job was a ham glazer.
Oh, really?
Like, you don't have there's not a machine for that?
Yeah, that's interesting.
And so he had a Holiday Ham Company. His job was literally to put the glaze on the ham with the paintbrush deal.
Oh, that's how I was going to ask. How do they do it?
So he would just brush it on.
Like, brushes on the glaze.
Yeah, the ham would go by. He'd dip a paintbrush in, glaze the ham, off it goes.
I guess somebody's got to do it.
Let's see. Matthew McConaughey worked at a golf course, raking traps, and... Of course, in a very Texas way, hunted armadillos.
Oh, yep, that's Texas.
That makes sense, yep. Sean Connery, your favorite,
Sean Connery.
Mr. Connery, I didn't realize this, but not only were you a lifeguard and a milkman, but you were also a coffin polisher.
I will tell you this, I was a lifeguard and a milkman, but not at the same time.
Thank you, Sean. Good to have you here on the show.
What is...
That I'm Sean Connery, for God's sake.
And Chris Hemsworth's job before he was famous was he cleaned and repaired breast pumps at a pharmacy that rented them out.
Really?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Somewhere sunny at 75. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. It's a good day. Good day for living.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go, Joe Nichols. What's up, buddy?
What's happening, yo?
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing all right. I sure appreciate that intro and that new song. Sounds so good on the radio.
Yeah, better than you. I love that song. Congrats on Thank that, first of all, man. That's awesome. Joe Nichols with Annie Bosco, of course.
Yeah, yes, let's sir. Get the business out of the way, Joe, so then we can just get down to the nitty-gritty. okay. New album comes out on Friday.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
Honky, is that correct?
Yes, honky tonks and country songs.
Yes, sir. Honky tonks and country songs. Just it's kind of exactly what it sounds like. Just a bunch of honky tonk songs and a lot of dances, a lot of country.
That's exactly what you should be putting out, buddy. I love that. And what a great name for an album, man.
Right on. I appreciate that. Thank you. I tell you what, the album title is a song Tyler Hubbard wrote. It's a fun tune, man. It reminds me a lot of those, I don't know, mid-2000s super, super good dancers like old Kenny Chesney record. If you feel like that.
Yeah.
That era. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's
cool. Last time we saw you up here, Joe, you were not well. You were feeling sick, and you were having a rough night. And then I was like, "Oh man, this poor guy." It was almost like, "No, I'm gonna do the show." And you went up on stage and just crushed it.
It was the Michael Jordan thing, man.
Yeah, it was like, "Oh, okay, this guy's pretty good when he's sick."
That was Joe Nichols' flu game, is what that was.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. You know, I appreciate it. It's a long road, and I've learned over the past 20-something years that you got to play hurt. And, thank you guys for saying that. Very kind of you.
Now, Joe, I've also found you to be one of the funniest guys. Like, when we've talked to you in Nashville over the years and whatever, you always are. You're a great interview. You're very funny. Now, we have a weird situation because we had a guy who worked for us for 15 years, and then he moved to Kentucky and was looking for a job, and there was rumors that you were maybe going to work with him, our buddy Sean, for a podcast.
Yeah. Well, you know, we set it up and got ready and got the ball rolling, and then life happened, and he had a baby, and I've been super busy kind of getting the promo for this album ready to go, and we just kind of haven't made it happen just yet. But, yeah, super nice guy. I hope that's all right to say. Hope you all left on good terms.
Oh, no, yeah, we love him.
That's a fair take, though. You're like, he's great. And then you're thinking, is he great?
Not. No, we got rid of him. No, he is great. It's his birthday today, too. So we just chatted with him a little bit. So, right. Joe, that would be awesome. If you start doing a podcast, I'm all about listening
100%,
to that.
100%.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. Man, I got to tell you, when we get that thing going, it'll probably turn a lot of people off. This is pretty crazy. I like to talk about a lot of crazy things because I need to. My therapist says I got to get it out.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
But it's pretty crazy. I like alien topics. You know, I don't know what I believe about it, but I love this conversation about it because it's so bizarre. It goes from one end to the other end. Like, you know, all the other topics kind of have a path, you know, kind of narrow path. You can go this way or that way.
Right.
And the alien topic is kind of like 360 degrees of whatever you think.
It's so true.
I think podcast is going to be a lot like that, yeah.
That's awesome. Wow, that's a great way to have one. Mm-hmm. I see you also have, I see you're playing Gillies. That's the original Gillies, right? Yeah. Is that thing, what is that like? Is it still like the old school thing or has it changed a lot?
Man, I haven't played there in a minute. It's been maybe 6-7 years. The last time I played there, it was just like the old days, kind of a good big old dance floor like a Texas honky tonk usually has, and great Dallas crowd. It's a good place for an album release because it's a really super country crowd.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, you couldn't have planned that any better. On the day of your album release, honky tonks and country songs, boom, you're at Gillies. I mean, holy smokes.
Yeah, they did They did a good job kind of lining everything up where it worked out perfectly. And great place, great market, kind of, kind of suited, like you said, just kind of for the album release.
Yeah, man, it all comes together. Well, dude, I know you got to run a short amount of time with you today, but I just wanted to say that hopefully we'll see you in Nashville. We'll be there for CMA week, so, you know, hopefully we'll get to check in with you at that point, and maybe we can talk aliens or stuff.
Heck yeah, let's do that. And I got to say, I apologize for being late today. They got a bunch of stuff stacked up on me. It's kind of a crazy day, but thank you for your patience, and always good to talk to you guys. I think we might be working on coming up there at some point. We try to make some stuff happen over the last year, and hopefully we get something done where we can come see everybody.
Yes, sir. Let's go. Yeah, we got you, buddy. No worries on being late. We got you.
All right, I appreciate you guys.
All right, man. Best of luck, and we'll see you in about a month or so in Nashville. And again, folks, don't forget Joe's album comes out on Friday, Honky Tonks and Country Songs. And I love Better Than You with you and Annie Bosco. Great song. Congrats, man.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. Sounds good on the radio.
It sure does. Mm-hmm. It sure does. Okay, buddy, be good.
Thank you. You too.
See you, Joe. All right, there you go, Joe Nichols. Can you imagine? I have a feeling that if you start talking aliens, you're in it for like 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Joe
I had no idea.
He's a unique guy. Like, he has a lot of different takes on a lot of different, like you said, that podcast probably going to turn some people off. But it's also probably going to turn some people on, right?
Yeah.
Where they're like, okay, Joe Nichols, yeah.
You turned a little country there at the end there, Jay.
Did I? Give him the all, make him feel like I'm just like you.
I don't know. It sounded like you got a little accent.
Oh, you just wait.
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to pick up that stuff. Like, when we went to New Orleans, I had to, like, be the interpreter for Kevin because he couldn't understand what they were saying, and then I'd be, like, talking like I was from New Orleans or something just to fit in. It's weird.
Yeah, when we go to Nashville, Steve, you will see. Jay, he can't help it. He kind of picks up on the dialect real quick, and it's like, he'll start doing it,
I
dropping them.
So many years, Kevin, like decades of doing impressions, that sometimes when I hear people, I will automatically start to do an impression of that person to that person.
Fair.
And then the next thing you know, I'm like, hey, Joe, well, listen, man, we got to go, but thanks so much for being here. And I love that album, Honky Tonks and Country Songs. That thing's as redneck as you can get. We'll see you at Gilly's.
Yep.
Take the Jay and Kevin Show wherever you go.
It's awesome.
Just search Coyote Country for the free app. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Besides a library and a bookstore, name a place where you would find a book.
Kevin James.
This is a funny joke. Bonfire.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, I have a quick, two things. First of all, Hillbilly Seth just texted and said.
Yes.
He said.
The excitement, boy.
Hello, I'm listening to you guys in New York. What's up?
Ooh.
What do you think?
What is he doing in New York?
Thank you, Kevin. I asked that question, and what do you think his answer is? I'll give you, you know what? I'll give you one of these Mott's, what are these called? Assorted fruit chews.
Yeah, okay. They're not really assorted, though. Yeah. But yeah.
All right.
No, they were very good. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it.
I would like to say Hillbilly Seth is in New York for a landscaping convention.
That's a very good guess, I feel like. Oh, not it?
Steve? Same thing. I'll give you a fruit chew pack.
Not a landscaping convention.
No, not that.
Is it a...
Show me.
A garage sale.
Yes.
That's actually not.
What about a wedding? Family wedding?
Oh, that's a good guess, Kevin. Good guess. No, wedding's not it. No.
How about a birthday? Of
birthday,
some
kind? No.
He is there to pick up a truck. Oh.
Are you reading the text line?
No.
Because that's also wrong.
Okay.
But it's very, very close, Kevin. He's there picking up a snowplow.
Okay. I started thinking more about like the time of year. And that's
actually
one of those.
You know what? It is technically a truck. It's not just the plow. I'm rereading.
Oh, it's the whole thing.
It's the truck because now he just sent in, yes, I'm picking up a plow truck and driving it home. So you're actually right. He's driving a truck home from New York because apparently the weirdest thing ever. There are no plow trucks between here and New York.
They're not.
So
not like that one.
He had to go all the way to New York to get it. Here you go. Here's your gummies.
It's always weird.
Here's your gummies, buddy.
I had some friends who bought a boat and they went to
New York?
No, not that far. Michigan, maybe?
Okay.
It was a ways.
Yeah.
It was a ways where they just like took a week off and they said, we're just going to go down and get the boat.
because it's the exact boat that they wanted. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh, good Lord. Yeah, that's insane. That's real nice.
Also, I've got a song coming up next, and it's by the artist who has the highest grossing country tour of all time. Who do you think it is?
Highest grossing? George Strait? I thought I remember that about him once.
Highest grossing tour of all time. Very, very popular. See, Kevin, the grossing part is the part that's going to make it a current artist because the tickets are way more expensive than they used to be. So obviously it will gross more.
So Morgan Wallen.
Over the last 2 years, 3.1 million fans, 87 shows, 10 countries, and 3 continents.